It's Tuesday, May 23rd, and this is Milama Parapolitica in a Greek national election special, Amadridisa. An unprecedented triumph for new democracy with the party of Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, which is conservative, took 40.79% of the votes and 146 seats in a parliament that has been elected from simple proportional representation system, making it even easier to form a government on June 26th because of the new semi-proportional representation system. A delighted Kyriakos Mitsotakis said that the citizens gave a clear mandate for a self-reliant and strong government. In the opposition now, PASOK got a double-digit percentage. The 11.45% of the votes gave them 41 seats in the short-lived parliament. The communists did well as well, with the 7.23% that the citizens gave it, resulting to 26 seats in the new parliament. And the conservative Hellenic Solution, with 4.45% of the votes, got 16 seats. The two big losers of this evening were the parties led by two of the pioneers of the negotiations in the 2015 first semester, Alex Tsipras and Vyanis Varoufakis. Syriza, on the one hand, got only 20.07% of the votes and 71 seats, giving an image and reality of an unprecedented collapse for the main opposition. Mer25, on the other hand, was left out of parliament with a percentage of 2.5%. The leader of the left-wing Syriza, Alex Tsipras, in his post-election message stated that this result is extraordinarily negative for Syriza. Yesterday, the Prime Minister received the first order from the President of the Republic, Katerina Sakellaropoulou, in order to try and form a government. But then he contacted with the political leaders and stated that he will propose an election on June 25th. Today, Tsipras and Androulakis did not even get their own investigative orders. We will see the aggregated results, who is elected, the procedures that will be followed, and my own estimates for the evening of Sunday and for the upcoming June elections. Stay with me, I'm Andre Disa. And let's get right now into the results. To begin with, we will have a five-party legislature that will be dissolved into 48 hours course. So we have the New Democracy Party with 40.79% of the votes and 146 seats. The Syriza Party. They had 20.07% and 71 seats. The PASOK Movement for Change had 11.45% and 41 seats. The Communist Party of Greece had 7.23% and 26 seats, and the Greek Solution Party with 4.45% of seats, of votes, and 16 seats. The results detailed now. The New Democracy Party got 2,407,514 votes. The Syriza Party had 1,184,312 votes. The PASOK Movement for Change had 676,058 votes. The Communist Party of Greece had 426,683 votes. The Greek Solution had 262,503 votes. So let's get the parties that didn't make the 3% moratorium to get into the parliament. The Victory Party, an ultra-conservative one, got 172,195 votes and 2.92% of the votes. The Cause of Freedom by Zoe Constantopoulou, ex-Speaker of Parliament, had 170,282 votes with 2.89% of vote share. The Miracle Spend of Yanis Varoufakis, of Yanis Varoufakis, had 150,063 votes and it got 2.63%. The Alliance of Subversion got 53,287 votes with the vote percentage to 0.90%. The National Creation Party got 48,083 votes and 0.81%. United Freedom Alliance Party got 37,380 votes, 18 votes, and 0.63%. The Ecologist Greens had 35,168 votes with 0.60%. Sorry. The Movement 21 had 940 votes with 0.59%. The Andarsia Party had 31,739 votes with 0.59%. The Breath of Democracy Party had 27,576 votes and got 0.747% of the vote percentage. The Union of Centrists had 22,444 votes and 0.38%. The Free Again Party had 20,426 votes and it got 0.35%. The Movement of the Poor had 18,461 votes with a percentage of 0.31%. The EAN Party got 15,174 votes and 0.26%. The Green Movement had 14,649 votes with 0.25%. The Now All Together Party 14,051 votes and 0.24%. The Communist Party of Greece Marxist Leninist 12,773 votes with a percentage of 0.22%, 0.22%, and 12,748 votes had the Assembly of Greeks. The Smoking Groups for Art and Artistic Creation had 11,550 votes and a percentage of 0.2%, 0.20%. The Unity Truth Party had 11,410 votes. It had 0.19%. The Political Initiative, 6,084 votes, 0.10%. The Society of Values Liberal Alliance Coalition had 5,872 votes with a percentage of 0.10%. The Northern Lake Krama Coalition had 5,428 votes, and it had 0.09%. The Marxist-Leninist Communist Party of Greece had 3,924 votes with a percentage of 0.07%. The Organization of Internationalist Communists of Greece had 1,948 votes with a percentage of 0.03%. The Social Modern Democratic Party got 1,016 votes with a percentage of 0.2%. The Organization for the Reconstruction of the Communist Party of Greece had 1,011 votes and secured a 0.02%. And following are the new structure with 73 votes, the new vision with 27 votes. I'm sorry, we lost the connection with the internet. But they really actually had also 155 votes for the independent ones. And I'm sorry. And now the Hellenic new structure, 73, the Hellenic vision with 27 votes, and Demosthenes Varigis only one vote. Into the seats now, we will get into the national ballot candidates. From the New Democracy Party, because in the national in their national ballot they were voting the Greek expatriates. So we have Irene Agapidaki, Theodoros Skilak, Theodoros Skilakakis, Christos Stylianides, Ioanna Litrivi, Georgios Stamatis, Maria Nefeli Katsioannidou, and Maria Polizou are the seven national ballot MPs they're elected from the New Democracy Party. In the Syriza Progressive Alliance ballot were elected Otton Iliopoulos, a well-famous doctor from Harvard, Elena Krita, Evangelos Apostolakis, and Poppy Tsapanidou. The PASOK Kinema Allagis Party got Panagiotis Doudonis and Dimitrios Mantzos elected. From the Communist Party of Greece had the Communist Party of Greece actually had Athanasios Paphilis elected, and from the Hellenic Solution Party we had Pavlos Sarakis elected. These are the 15 MPs elected from the national wide ballot, in which they voted all Greeks. They were out of the Greek territory. So what's the thing now? On Sunday we had the elections, right? On Monday we had the government. We had the caretaker interior minister Kalliopis Panou giving to the Speaker of the Parliament Kostas Tasoulas the temporary final results of the elections. The Speaker of Parliament gave the results to the President of the Republic, Katerina Sakellaropoulou, and for 2 days we had the mandates, the 3 day mandates to try each of the three biggest parties to form a government. Right. So on Monday yesterday, the Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis got his first three-day mandate, but he wanted to call elections on June 25th. So he informed about his wants by he informed anyway the main political leaders, the other four political leaders of the parties got into the two-day parliament in quotas, and he informed them that he wants to do an election on June 25th. Today in the morning, the main leader of the opposition, Alexis Tsipras, the leader of the opposition, got into the presidential mansion, in order to get from the President of the Republic the second mandate to form a government. He denied it because he stated that there are no possibilities to form a government in this as the parliament was composed. And now we have Nikos Androulakis of the Socialist PASOK party that got one and a half hour ago the final three-day mandate, and he gave it back. Like this time we're recording it, we had the return of the mandate to the President of the Republic. Now what's going on? Into the next days, the President of the Republic will have chats with the leader of the with leaders from all five parties that compose the brief parliament to try and have a government, a national government with the biggest approval possible. If they fail, that they are likely to fail these negotiations, we will go to a caretaker government for like a month, like what happened in 2015 with Vasiliki Thanou from the Supreme Civil and Criminal Court taking the prime ministership. And now it's possible to be prime minister Ioannis Sarmas, the president of the Court of Audit. That's the that's like possible, and we have the, and then after we in after the president of republic nominates the caretaker government, the parliament will convene on Sunday to take the oaths into special ceremony, and on Monday, the next day, to elect their speaker and their deputy speakers, clerks and secretaries. But the same Monday, we will have the dissolution of the parliament. So, the dissolution of parliament will bring the elections on June the 25th. And so we will have in the next elections the semi-proportional representation system. If New Democracy Party, for example, comes first with at least 25%, he will take a first bonus of 20 seats. Each 0.5% he will get, in each 0.5% he will get another mandate. And if he gets a 36 to 38%, I think, and it's according with the aggregated percentage of the parties excluded from the parliament. In this case, it was the 16% of the voters. Then we will have a they will have actually all 50 seats of Burns, and they will form more easily the government. And as we speak, as we record this episode, the Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis gives an interview on the Amanpour show on CNN. And let's get into the final section of this mini special, that is the my perspective of these results. Let's say for the beginning that the ballot is valid because at least 60% of the voters registered in the catalogs is a very good, is a clearly well percentage. It's like, it's not a 45% in the Albanian 2021 elections. But still, we have to do it better. We have to do it better. But when a 40% of people vote the New Democracy Party and and that's the party that got into 4 years of lots of scandals, like the most one, the most precise one, amidst others, the caretaker, the phone taping scandal. They were listening to journalists, to the leader of PASOK, Nikos Androulakis, to businessmen and the businesswoman and the simple wives of those people. That I think it's a shame for, it's my personal opinion, disclaimer, it's a personal opinion. We got the results and the and the next steps. Anyways, we close this parenthesis. So the government wants to strip some basic parts of this constitution after 2027, at least, because now the New Democracy Party, after their 40.8% win, this party wants now to get over with the constitution stuff. They want, with a semi-proportional representation system, at least 180 seats to get to begin changes to the constitution from the very next parliament, not the parliament that will be elected in the June poll. And on the other hand, Syriza was experiencing a shock, a political landscape changing, because they lost and 11% of the 2019 voters, and they lost it from all they had lost voters that they gone to other parties, not only the left ones, but the center left and center right ones, and the other right ones. That's like ridiculous. And it's an astonishing win for the New Democracy Party, the Conservatives. They had won. Look, in Greece we have 59 electoral constituencies, right? The New Democracy Party won in all constituencies except the Rhodope one. Except that one. If we had the first past the post system, it's not. It will not be a surprise, but we would see in the national full results. I'm sorry, on the map that Syriza could get only 3 seats with the rest of 209, or with the rest of them, it would go as follows: New Democracy 297 and Syriza 3 seats if it was with the first past the post system adopted by the UK. It's like ridiculous. It's something ridiculous for the Syriza party. We have in the historical PASOK party, they are crying from their happiness as they got a bit more than 40 seats, 41 to be clear, and they think that in the next elections could easily overthrow the Syriza to the main opposition seat. We will see that, but Mr. Andrulakis has to focus on the economy and the reform stuff rather than the phone taping scandal. Which of course is important because they evaluate stuff about democracy and the state of order. Now the Communist Party had a very good night also, got 7.2% of the votes, and we had. They had the. I'm sorry. They had the opportunity to remind to all of us that in a lot of unions, groupings supported by the party were first in the. Were first. In the in their elections, on student unions they were as well first with the all student cooperation initiative, cooperation movement. I'm sorry, Πανσπορδαστική Κίνηση Συνεργασίας is called, and they done very good, very well actually. In the liberal, in the main cities of Greece, as they were talking into the soul, in quotas, of the people who got hurt by the neoliberal, in quotas, policies of the country, of this government, and of course the ultra-conservative Hellenic Solution of Kyriakos Velopoulos, a former Laos MP, got also well. On the other hand, Yanis Varoufakis remained out of parliament after 4 years of presence, but they are still stand by, because they'll have the elections on June 25, and they'll get a second try to get into the parliament. And also the Cause of Freedom Party of Zoe Constantopoulou, former Speaker of Parliament and MP with Syriza, had got the approval of almost 2.9% of the votes. And they were a bit step, they were a little bit out for taking some seats in the parliament. And then they wanted to achieve this into the elections of June 25th. And finally, the Victory Party, that was so close to get into the legislature, another ultra-conservative party by Dimitris Nasios, that has extreme opinions, far-right opinions, in things about society, homosexuality, and religion stuff. So this is the situation in which Greece is going to the June 25th probably elections. And that was another episode of Milame Parapolitica podcast, and a separate special in the English language for the internationals. Thank you for hearing me, and if you want to check updates in general, you can follow me on LinkedIn on my account Andrew Disha. I'm sorry. That was Andrew Disha speaking. Thank you for your thank you for your company, and we will meet you again. I will meet you again. I'm fluffling some stuff.